Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Hi, Niall. I'm in a real pickle that I know you may be able to help me with. See, now you're being very confident there. Right? Why do you think I'm going to be able to help you? I'll continue. Because you're familiar with the laws around immigration in America. I'm not that familiar with them. I am married 7 years and I have two young children. Many years ago, my wife wanted to go to New York and I put her off. Because, I'll be honest, when I was in my 20s, I served 6 months in jail for a small role I played in carrying drugs. And I also had many convictions for drugs and robbery. And it's a time in my life I'm not very proud of. I met my wife 5 years after I got out of jail and I never told her about the bad bits of my past. She does know that I had a rough life and a rough time, but doesn't know that I had convictions and has no idea I went to jail. I know she would flip, not only because I was in jail, and she is so against all forms of crime and criminality, but the fact that we tell each other everything, and I've kept this secret. The lies became deeper and deeper, and we don't see people from my past because I used to live in another county, so it was easy enough not to face the truth. Anyway, the problem I have now is, my wife wants to bring the kids to Orlando next summer, and she wants to book it in the Christmas sale. I know the booking isn't the issue, but I'm sure I won't get the ESTA tourist visa form and I'll be rejected because of my past. I've tried all the usual discouraging her and saying the kids are too young and we should go to Spain instead, but she's having none of it. I've really no idea what to do. I love her so much, but I'm just so scared to tell her as I know it will be curtains for the relationship. Is there any way around this visa thing or should I just come clean? Now, in relation to the ESTA, you may not be refused the ESTA. Because people always think, oh, I got my ESTA, that's great, I'm off. Boom, most people get the ESTA. Once you click no to all the questions, by the way, most people get the ESTA. You probably won't get rejected for the ESTA. But the ESTA does not allow you to go to America. The ESTA is just a form you need to fill out. When you get to immigration in Dublin Airport or America, depending on which flight you're taking, if you're taking Aer Lingus, it'll be Dublin Airport, any other airline, it's going to be America. They check the ESTA, that is when your criminal record will flag. And there's a strong possibility, because you've been in jail, and particularly for drugs, which they take a very dim view of, if it's a misdemeanor, as they call it, say like shoplifting or something like that, it probably wouldn't be such a big deal. But they will see the crime, because it's there on your record. And depending on the immigration officer, he may not have no choice, because that might be just the rule. He could turn around to you in New York Airport if you're taking a transfer, or Orlando Airport, and say, I'm sorry, you're not coming into the country. We'll put you on the next flight back to Ireland. And there's your holiday ruined. That could happen. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news for you. So, I don't know. If you come clean to your wife, you've lied to her and deceived her. A massive lie. I don't know what you should do. You think I knew the answer. You said at the start I should know the answer. I don't know the answer to your quandary. Nothing may happen. I know somebody who went to Orlando many years ago who had a very serious criminal record. Very serious, much more serious than you've had. And he wasn't stopped. Just the luck of the game. The guy just didn't spot it, or it didn't flag up for some reason. You could be lucky. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you that because, you know, you might take a chance and then blame me if you don't get through. But anyway, what should he do? Should he tell his wife and come clean? Or should he take a risk and hope that he gets to immigration? The number is 087-188-0008. 087-188-0008. That's a 50-50 gamble, by the way, whether you'll get to immigration or not. Caroline, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Caroline?
I'm great, Niall. Thanks. How are you?
Good. Caroline, look, it's a 50-50 gamble. He could go through immigration clean as a whistle, or he may not. They may spot it and turn him around and send him back home on the next flight. So, or he could tell his wife and avoid going altogether and go to Spain. So what should he do?
He's got to come clean. He's got to tell his wife. Mm. I mean, this is only one trip. What happens if he, you know, wheedles his way out of this one or whatever, they decide to go somewhere else. Mm. And in 4 or 5 years' time, Orlando comes up again. You know, it's never going to go away.
No. He said in the email, many years ago, my wife wanted to go to New York, but I put her off. So in other words, they obviously haven't had an opportunity to go to America yet. So you can go anywhere in Europe if you want with a criminal record. It's fine. But once you go into another country outside Europe, you're in trouble.
But the problem is what will happen if he doesn't come clean is she will now realise that this is why he didn't. So he lied on top of it.
Yeah.
And it's the criminal offence, mightn't be the worst thing in the world. She might take that because it was before she met him and, she fell in love with the guy that was in front of her. Regardless,
and he sounds like he may be a good guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the guy that's in front of her now is one that's lying to her.
Yeah. I suppose when you think about the situation he was in, maybe he was dating her. He didn't want to tell her, the early stages. And then he told a few lies to kind of move on from whatever it was, because he said he didn't live in another county, so he probably wasn't going to get caught too easy by bumping into people he knew, etc. And then the lies, as he said, the lies just became deeper and deeper.
Yeah.
So going back then is difficult.
Was he in jail in Ireland or?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't say. It just says I met my wife. Oh yeah, hold on. I served 6 months in jail for a small role I played in carrying drugs, obviously muling drugs, and I also had many convictions for drugs and robbery. So obviously he had previous suspended sentences when he was younger, in his early 20s.
And he possibly had a habit?
I don't know. I can't say. I don't know. Yeah, but he clearly hasn't. Look, and I always believe people are entitled to a second chance in life. So he clearly turned his life around. 5 years later, when he met her, he was a different person. He was in another county, got away from it all.
I can say, if he had a habit, he's come clean, he's broken all that, and he's, changed his life. So, that has to be admired. So, I think he's got to come clean now. I mean, it's never going to go away.
No. Stay there for a second. Let me go to Joe. Joe, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Caroline says he should come clean, Joe.
Well, listen to you there saying that he actually served a prison sentence and he done robbery. There's not a chance of him getting in. Not a hope in hell.
I'm going to disagree with you, right? And I'm certainly don't want to advertise this fact for people to take a chance, because I do know somebody who was involved in a very serious crime many, many years ago, going back 30 years ago.
And how far was it since he applied for an ESTA?
The ESTA came through no problem. People, I know people who have had minor charges as well and got ESTAs. The ESTA is not the be-all and end-all.
He has the option. He can apply for the ESTA now without telling anybody. And if that gets approved, that's good for 2 years. So he can travel on that.
No. Hang on. Let's not be, unrealistic about what the ESTA is. If you get your ESTA, that doesn't mean that the immigration have to let you go through. You could still get stopped at immigration, because in immigration, it's where they see your criminal record. The ESTA relies on your honesty.
Yeah, but they do checks on you as well.
Not an ESTA. So the ESTA comes back within 10 seconds, 15, 20 seconds, generally speaking. The ESTA, as long as you answer yes or no to all the questions at the end, have you ever been involved in criminal activity? Do you plan on carrying out terrorist activities while in the United States? All those silly questions that you're going to say no to. As long as you say no to all those questions.
Do you risk 10 grand on a family holiday on that then?
He could be turned around at Dublin Airport. He could be. Yeah, or he could be turned around in Orlando Airport, worse again.
I go to America every year. I've been to America every single year for the last few years, barring the pandemic. I'm only back since October.
Yeah.
And when I always apply to me, you get it for 2 years.
Yeah.
And when I get up to immigration, they look at me, they scan my face, and I walk through every time because my ESTA is clear. It's there. It's been approved.
I know you, but they do ask you questions like, what's the reason for purpose for your visit?
They
take your fingerprints.
Have any money with you?
Yeah, fingerprints.
That's really it.
Yeah. But what I'm saying to you...
They do a retina scan as well.
They do.
They do a retina scan as well. Now, all that information may not be on his record. It all depends, I guess, on how up-to-date the prison sentence file is on his record.
It's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah. But the ESTA
will not on its own get him in. He can still have an ESTA and still be refused.
Yes. Absolutely. It clearly states that, by the way, Joe, on the ESTA. The ESTA is not permission to enter the United States.
But if he puts down that he has served a prison sentence for robbery and he has dealt drugs, automatically he won't get in.
No, he will have to do then is make an appointment for an interview in the American embassy.
The immigration there in Bob's Bridge and do it all manually.
Yeah.
So I don't think it'd be worth the risk.
You asked, he'd have to complain. You asked how long ago it happened. Well, he says he's married 7 years. He said it was he met his wife 5 years after the robbery. So I'm assuming it's at least 12 to 13 years ago.
Okay, here's an idea. Why doesn't he make an appointment to go to the American embassy without telling anybody? Go in and talk to them, explain his situation, and see what happens.
It's a logical suggestion, but now he's going to flag it.
It's so, the only suggestion.
Yeah, but he is going to flag it if he does that.
I wouldn't fancy spending 10 grand and then being getting to the airport and they scan your face or whatever. Whoa, hang on a minute. And you've got two or three kids there looking at you going, what's going on here, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Daddy, where are we going?
Yeah.
I wouldn't risk that for that now. That, for the kids to witness that alone, if there is kids involved, it's not worth the gamble.
But Joe, would you not agree with what Caroline is saying and just, you know, tell the wife?
It's not a Mickey Mouse thing he's done.
Pardon the pun.
It's quite serious, and I don't think it's worth a gamble.
There's a good Orlando pun in there. You didn't read. Okay, it's okay.
You got it.
He did. He got it. It's not a Mickey Mouse.
That's it.
Not a Mickey Mouse thing.
Maybe head out to Ball's Bridge and go in and see the embassy and have a chat with them. And then if there's definitely no chance, he's just going to have to tell them, listen, we're going to Tenerife.
Because they refuse people at the airport for the most bizarre reasons. There was a guy. Yeah. I remember there was a guy years ago on radio. And he was refused at American immigration in Dublin Airport to leave the country to go to America because his name was the same name as a person who'd written a book on terrorism. It wasn't the same guy. He just happened to share the same name as the guy.
I'll give you another one.
People get refused for having a wrong spelling on that ISTA.
Oh, that's
when
right,
the ISTA didn't match the passport when you were going through the gate.
Oh, yeah. Vital, if you're filling out an ISTA, make sure your passport number is correct because if it's incorrect, they won't let you go.
Even the lettering, I've heard of people that have been refused at the gate when they're about to board and they had to go back out, redo the ISTA, and they were sitting there waiting on it to come through. Sometimes it can take up to 2 or 3 hours.
It can.
They were sitting there waiting on it to come through, literally in front of the American...
You'll not be allowed on the plane. So if you put a zero instead of an O, you're juiced. You're absolutely juiced. Sorry, you're trying to say something there, Caroline, just before we go into the break.
I remember years ago when we were kind of in our 20s, there was a guy who wanted to go to the States. He had his work visa. He had everything in order. He said goodbye to everybody, got on the plane in Dublin. I think he landed in the States and he was sent back home on the next plane. Do you know why?
Why?
Because there was a president due, I can't remember which president it was due to visit Ireland, and there were protests in and there were people looking for your signature on, to protest against this guy coming.
And he put his signature down?
Put his signature down. He didn't even know what he was signing. There was a good-looking girl walking down the street. You know, would you sign this? Your man signed it. He didn't give a damn who came or, you know, he had no views one way or another. But because he had signed that on O'Connell Street...
He wasn't getting in.
Get in.
See, that's how strict they are.
I know. I knew you'd be very careful what you put on social media if you ever are not so complimentary of the American people, for example, on social media. You could find yourself in a spot of bother. They can, and they do have a right to refuse you. It's like going to a pub or a nightclub and not even give you a reason. They don't even
have to. And I'm a Yank, by the way.
And sorry, what did you say?
I'm a Yank.
Oh, right. You know, there's loads of people get offended by the word Yank for some reason nowadays. I'm not sure what that's all about. Depends on what part of America you're from, above the Southern Belt or whatever. Anyway, listen, thank you very much indeed, Caroline and Joe. I've got to go into a break. Okay, Joe says apply for the docs in advance or maybe go over to the American embassy. Mm-hmm. Caroline says come clean with the wife. This is a guy who had a criminal record many years before he met his wife. He's never told his wife. He was in jail for 6 months and never told his wife. It was in different counties, so he never got caught out. The lie got deeper and deeper. Now the wife wants to go to Orlando with the kids. He's afraid to even book it because he's worried he won't get into America. There's a strong possibility he won't. So what should he do? Somebody says, done the ESTA 6 weeks ago. Took one day, as came up pending. Had to go back and check on the website, says Eugene. Eugene, that can happen. I've seen that happen. It can take a day. I've seen it taking 2 minutes. I've seen it taking 20 minutes. That's nothing to do with them checking your form, by the way. It's not like they're scrutinising your one a little bit more than somebody else's. It's because the site is just busy. That's all it is. It's literally because their servers become very busy. You got to remember, the whole world who's going to America on holidays, on vacation or whatever it is, has to go onto that website. So it becomes a very, very busy website by time. So sometimes it can be pending for 5 minutes. Sometimes it can be pending for 3 hours. I've seen it pending for up to 24 hours. But generally speaking, if you click refresh on the page, it'll normally come back up again within 2 or 3 minutes. Somebody says, I have 3 convictions for drunk driving, but I still got through the ESTA system in immigration 10 years ago. To the US, drink driving is a separate issue unless, of course, you kill somebody. Drink driving is road traffic, isn't it? Offence. So that's probably not going to come up on your record. Misdemeanors, or DUIs as they call them in America, will not probably come up. Things like armed robbery, drugs particularly, things like that do tend to come up on criminal record. Murder, certainly. Or rape or sexual assault or those kind of things. Anyway, let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. Should he come clean and tell the wife, or should he just take a chance? All right, let me go to Tony. Tony, you're an Ireland's Classic Gets Radio. How you doing, Tony?
How you doing, Noel?
All right, Tony. Now, you came across this exact dilemma.
I did, yeah. Back over in England years ago, it was 1996.
Okay.
We was going there. I'd been in a bit of trouble when I was younger. And what I'd done, they did tell me when I applied the travel agents. They said to me about, have you been in trouble, blah, blah, blah. And they said, the best thing you can do is get onto the embassy itself and explain your case and tell them. I mean, I had been in trouble for years and years, you know. I was married, dead with a child.
Yeah.
And I went on and I told them the whole truth. And I said, what is the chances of me getting a visa? And he said, look, you know, because you've been truthful, I can put you down. And he, whatever he done, I had no problem going through.
But
he said, if you had lied on the ESTA, you wouldn't have got in.
Right, I get you.
You wouldn't have got in.
Yeah, because there is a question on the ESTA, have you had any criminal record, and you click yes or no.
Yeah. Mark it yes and bring them. If you mark it no and it flags up, you're getting turned around. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it. They're so strict out there. Ring the embassy, have a word with someone, see if you can even go and have a meeting with someone.
You can do that. You can have an interview with them, yes. You can have an interview with them.
You can, yeah. You can.
And that will, you reckon that will... So do you reckon... Okay, do you reckon he should do all this without telling the wife?
Oh, no, he has to tell the wife. Because if it ever come up, you know, if they question him at the airport, and he says, oh, no, you know, I've been advised, here's a name, here's a number, blah, 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 he has to then explain that to his wife at the airport, and that's going to ruin their holiday.
Yeah.
You know, tell the wife. It's the past. At the end of the day, it's the past.
Okay, there will be a barony over the fact that he's lied to her.
Well, there will, but they still get a good holiday. She'll calm down eventually, do you know what I mean? She's a nice woman, she'll understand. They've been married, they've got kids, they obviously love each other. Do you know? Just as I say, I was embarrassed about it.
I know they love each other, right? But it's very difficult when somebody springs something on you so serious, you know, and says, for 7 years we've had children together and I never told you I was in jail.
Well, he should have told her at the beginning, to be honest.
Yeah, he should have.
You know, he could have said, at that time, you know, I'm 5 years without trouble, I've realised my mistakes, blah, blah. Then it's up to her, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And did you, you know, if you don't want me asking, by the way, if it's personal, you can tell me to mind my own business, but were you in jail, Tony?
I was, yeah.
Yeah, in the UK.
Yeah, it was only driving offences. There's nothing, I'm not a thief or a rapist.
Yeah, no,
that.
I know. And that's a test.
I was bad for driving when I was younger, that's all it was.
Yeah.
And I got caught a lot of times.
Right, okay, so yeah, okay. You were a bit of a rogue.
But see, I was just mad on driving. But I ended up doing a thing called banger racing over there, and it got me out of the habit of driving on the road because I could drive on the track legally, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. That got it out of your system.
See, there was no insurance. That's a criminal offence. That's not a road traffic offence. I heard you say earlier about drink driving. Drink driving is a criminal offence because your insurance is null and void.
Hmm.
If you're drunk on the road, your insurance is null and void.
But as long as you're not involved in an accident, I believe it's still considered a misdemeanour. When it comes to going to the United States. I don't know if that would hold you up going to the United States.
Actually, I tell you why I know it wouldn't.
Because
in prison, a lot of it doesn't say what for.
No, well, I know. I can tell you why I know it doesn't, because I know somebody who was caught drink driving, going back a few years ago, and only recently went to America. So I know that it doesn't impinge your possibilities of going to America. Drink driving.
Oh, okay. And then this year, 2020, just before the lockdown, I went to Florida again with my new partner here, obviously, in Ireland, like Cyrus. We went to Florida straight through.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, it can be nerve-wracking enough going through immigration.
It is very nerve-wracking.
Yeah, but if you're sitting there thinking, you know, is it going to flag up that I was in jail? It could be very. Yeah. You'll probably lose weight in the queue. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it'll be very obvious that you're nervous. Stay there for a second, actually. Then we go to Frank as well. Frank, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Frank?
Hello. How are you?
Good, Frank. I mean, what should he do? Tony believes that he should make an appointment, go to the American Embassy, and be honest with his wife.
Well, that's if he wants to be up front. But if he wants to take a chance and just tell his wife he's going away for a night, I'd fly straight over and back to New York. I'd have my return flight.
Never thought of that. Yeah.
If he got through and there's no hassle, he'd probably be in the clear. In the beginning, he mightn't, but he may be in the clear, you know.
Right. So, in other words, apply for an ESTA, buy a cheap flight over and back to New York, and tell the wife more lies.
No,
he'll have to.
Well, he can tell her he's going to New York for a
day. She's not going to question why he's heading off to New York on his own.
He can tell her that he just wants to test the
water. I understand your plan. In other words, if he gets through and he makes it, well, then there's a strong possibility it's not going to flag up on the system.
If he doesn't make it to New York and has to go back home, he has to tell his wife why he couldn't make it to New York.
As far as Frank is concerned, he doesn't have to say anything.
He's going on a shopping trip for his summer clothes in America.
He's going on a shopping trip for his summer clothes.
He's applied home back the following day.
If he gets stopped at Dublin Airport at immigration, or gets stopped in JFK, whichever he happens to be going with, depending on the airline, he can just come home and say nothing. Is that what you're saying?
Well, he's coming home the following day anyway, you know, unless. You know,
right, okay, fair enough, yeah, okay. All right, okay, do a turnaround flight. Okay, you're still deceiving the wife, mind you. Now you're in really deep, because not only have you lied about the drug conviction, you know, and you're lying and continuing to lie, you're now going to get involved in another lie, which is heading off to New York. Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Brendan as well. Brendan, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How you doing, Brendan?
Hi, Neil. I just switched on there and I was listening, and I saw for a long time. And I wanted to go to the States, and I was suggested that I be truthful on my application in case it would come back.
Okay.
And I did. I went up and I had an interview in the embassy in Dublin, and they said, no, you won't be allowed into the States.
And what was the reason again?
That was for fraud. That was 1987.
And when did you apply to go to America?
I applied maybe in 1997, 10 years after.
10 years after, okay.
Yeah, and they said no. Because of the sale.
I know Alan Shatter, of course, back in 2013 brought in the Spent Convictions Bill, which means that crimes now, other than things like assault, rape, murder and everything else, after a certain period of time can be removed from your criminal record.
I went to the embassy again 7-8 months ago, and no, not allowed.
Still there?
Yeah, 20 odd years later.
Wow, that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and
you haven't been in trouble since then?
Never. It was just the one time. That was my only time.
And can I ask you, if it's not a personal question, was it serious fraud you were involved in?
No. Well, I wouldn't class it as serious. I was just offering checks and knowing there was no money in them.
Bouncing checks, yeah.
Yeah, you know. So I rang the embassy. I must go for another interview now in 6 months' time.
Right, okay.
You know, but like...
You'd imagine after 30 years for something that's... Okay, at the time it was serious enough, but not as serious now. But you would imagine after 30 years they would forget about it. They would let that slide.
I'll give you a better one than that. There was a buddy of mine killed a member of his family while drunk. It was an argument I was having, and he got his visa.
Yeah. Right, that doesn't make an awful lot of sense, does it?
Yeah, yeah. So,
somebody who killed somebody drunk driving got a visa, but you didn't.
No, no, it was a fraud. And just to be in the embassy, you know, with my honesty.
Yeah.
They rang me and I said, I told them, they said, we can't discuss your case over the phone, but come for an interview.
Yeah.
You know, and so, like, what?
And did they, when you went for the interview over to Ball's Bridge, over to the embassy, did they take you seriously? Like, was it just a blank no from there? Or did they actually sit down with you and say, well, look, okay, can you tell us what happened at the time?
The first interview was point blank, no.
Okay, so they didn't even look at the situation?
No, they looked at my application, looked at my bank details, they looked at basically everything. And they said, no, not a hope, you know what I mean?
Gosh.
And then I went back a second time, and they sat down with me and he explained the situation. He said, we classed that as very serious, but I said, I didn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and he said, yeah, but he said, unfortunately, he says, we'll be declining it again. He said, maybe the third time.
Right.
So, but I'd rather be honest, because if you go away and pay for the ticket, like once you get down to Shannon or Dublin and go through the immigration, they have everything on file now. You know what I mean?
I know, I mentioned at the start that it's hit and miss, because I know people who are texting in here saying they had a criminal record and they did get through by lying, by not putting it on the form. And other people didn't. So
yeah. Well, I actually was honest in my, that's just for me. That's, you know, because I didn't want to be coughing out money for hotels and
Were you planning on going away with the family? Is this since?
Yeah. With my wife, I have a sister that lives over there, and my brother and I did.
Yeah,
you know, that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, maybe apply again. Keep trying. God loves a tryer.
That's all we can do. You know what I mean?
God loves a tryer. Look to you. Thanks for your honesty, Brandon. I appreciate you coming on the air. All right, thanks very much indeed.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, somebody else says, no, I was involved in quite serious crime going back 25 years ago. I went to New York last year. I took a chance. I wasn't honest on the ESTA form and I said no, I wasn't involved in criminality. And I wasn't stopped. It's the luck of the draw. I don't know how their system works. I imagine Homeland Security, who are responsible for that system, I imagine they have got a deal with the Irish government and the Irish Justice Department where information is shared. Same way as we would have to share information about Americans coming to Ireland. I would like to think we do. Although you'd actually wonder, do we have any immigration at all? But it's a whole other argument. We could get into 2 hours of that. And it's important that countries share information like that, because the last thing you want is thieves, murderers, robbers, rapists, you know, travelling from country to country. Yeah, you just don't want that. So it is important that you have that information. But I do feel sorry for people like Brendan, who was involved in criminality going back 30 years ago in fraud. You could say, by the way, it's not a victimless crime. Of course, there's victims to the crime, financial victims to the crime. Anyway, here's some of the messages coming in on WhatsApp, by the way. Let's have a quick listen to one or two of these. Press the right mouse button. It works then, doesn't it?
How's it going, Noel? Just a bit of advice for that guy. I'm in the same situation.
Right.
I was in the same situation. Listen, you're going to have to tell the missus about it, because it's going to be 10 times worse if you rock up to JFK or MCO in Orlando or wherever it is, or even in Dublin, you know, with the wife and the two kids, and everybody's looking forward to their once-in-a-lifetime holiday to Orlando to see Mickey Mouse and all. It's going to be 100 times worse if you're refused there, you know, because then the kids are disappointed, you know, the missus is disappointed, you know. Tell your missus, go and make an appointment in the embassy. Go and plead your case in the embassy, say it was all behind you, it was a bad time in my life, blah blah blah, you know, I've turned it around now, I'm married, I have two kids, we're going on a family holiday to Orlando, you know, and they'll issue you a visa. Once you have your visa, you'll get in, you know, that way you'll fly through it, like, you know. But if it's going to be 10 times worse on you, you know, if you don't tell the missus and you're turned away at the airport, tell you, man, don't do it.
Yeah, I know you said you're in a similar situation, but you heard Brendan, he was also in a similar situation, and he's been to the embassy and they've turned him down, you know. So it depends maybe on the person you get in the embassy, I don't know. It was just a blank no he got.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio, the multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.